This is Black and Right on AM 560 with John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right with John and Charles. You're so gangster. Well, that was a good segment last time. To those who say that we don't disagree ever,
yeah.
But now you want to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about what's been going on nationally. You talked about the impeachment a little bit while I was out, but want to fast forward to what's been changing and what's been going on more recently, and talk about your homies, your GOP members of Congress who decided to storm the Hill.
Well, I think it was Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida. He led the charge to go into the what's called the skiff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you were only allowed into the skiff if you were on three certain committees. Matt Gaetz is on the Judiciary Committee, so he wasn't allowed in there. Now, if you know what's going on with Adam Schiff, he's doing a very close to the chest so-called impeachment inquiry, mm-hmm. which technically he shouldn't be doing because the Constitution calls for the Judiciary Committee to hold it, and the House of Representatives shall have the sole power to hold it.
But they think they're slick. What they're saying is that we're not doing it. We're just gathering information to decide if we want to do that. When we do that, we will include everybody.
Right.
But let us do this little secret mission. And
let us cherry pick all the information that we want to be sent out to the public so that they can. So because what they're trying to really move is the barometer of the polling.
Public. Right.
For the public, so that
and it's working.
It's working.
I hear it's going that way.
Well, Fox News. I don't know if you listened to the show. We talked about what Fox News.
Oh, right. That Trump was not happy.
And the numbers that they used, the people that they used to come up with those numbers, it was just a false and misleading poll. But because of what Matt Schiff and I think it was like 20-something Republicans
went and did,
Lindsey Graham went and did this.
Play that clip for you. Okay, this is Lindsey in the Senate. His response to that.
I have introduced a resolution today with Senator McConnell, and the purpose of the resolution is to let the House know that the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds, is inconsistent with due process as we know it. It's a start.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. What you're doing, the Senate, because remember, the Senate, once they do refer the articles of impeachment over to the Senate, it comes to who? Lindsey Graham,
yep.
Because he's chairman of the Judiciary of the Senate.
Exactly.
So he's basically telling them, hey, what you guys are doing is not consistent with due process or the Constitution. Whatever happened to due process in our country, in our nation? When you look at what happened to Kavanaugh, when you look at anything, any and everything that Trump does, there's never any due process. It's always whatever comes out first. Oh, believe it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have gone to the point that we let our emotions carry us, and if the ends justifying the means. So if we got our target set on you, we do whatever we can to take you down.
So Lindsey continues.
I have introduced a resolution today with Senator McConnell, and the purpose of the resolution is to let the House know that the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds. It's inconsistent with due process as we know it. It's a star chamber type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment of other presidents. And one I can speak of very firmly is the impeachment of President Clinton. We had an impeachment inquiry vote on the floor of the House. I was there. 31 Democrats voted to open up an impeachment inquiry. And after that inquiry, where's the other chart? These were the rights given to President Clinton.
What was the last word? These were the
rights
given to President Clinton. He also said 31 Democrats, meaning it was a bipartisan thing. It wasn't something that was hidden. It wasn't something that was secretive. It was, hey, let's come together. Hey, the President of the United States, President Clinton, did something wrong. Let's figure that out together. Mm-hmm. Not let's let Adam Schiff, who's done what? The parody, mm-hmm. who's was prank phone call by the Ukrainian comedians.
Mm-hmm.
You want this guy in control of an investigation that's going to impeach, that's going to send articles of impeachment to a rightfully elected president of the United States of America. Think about that. To our audience, think about that. If this was you, if I as a police officer did what's happening to President Trump right now, Every single thing that happens to you would get completely wiped out. I would be in jail. I would definitely go to jail as a police officer if I try to take away all of the due processes of the people. And think about that. If that happened to you.
Right. So what is the course of action? What do you do?
Well, I think what Lindsay is doing, filing his resolution, is say, hey, either you do a vote in the full House and allow the president to get all of these rights.
But okay, well, let's take a step back. Here's the bigger question, though. As a full-throated Trump supporter, what do you do about the optics of it? I don't really think they're going to be able to get anything done, you know, through procedural methods. But you mentioned earlier that it's shifting the public. So if that continues to go that way, what does the GOP and what does the Trump administration do to kind of battle that?
Well, I think Lindsay, further down in that clip, he talked about the messaging of President Trump and his team. And he basically told the president, you guys got to get your messaging together. But here's the deal, though, Charles. Who's telling us the needle was moving? The media. When you look, but what about, go out and talk to people who are everyday Americans who are really not paying attention to what's really going on. Therein lies your answer. The media is pushing this, not everyday Americans who support Trump like myself.
Well, this is going to be, obviously this is a saga that's going to continue. There'll be more going on there. So we'll just stick to it and pay attention and see what happens next. Coming up, we'll talk about more Trump jobber.
Black and Right continues on AM 560. Once again, here are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right with John and Charles. So Trump seemed to have stepped in it yet again, getting everybody all, their feathers all riled up recently.
That's what I love about him.
Yeah, this time it was all surrounding lynching. So apparently he was upset and he was talking about how this impeachment hearings and closed door inquiry is unfair. And he compared it to a lynching and the Democrats pounced on it and they were not happy about it. Right, John?
I mean, none of them were happy about it. And when you it was funny because I got a call and said, hey, what do you think about Trump and his lynching? Trump, he's done. He's completely messed up now. He said the word lynching. I said, well, when did the word lynching become just a black-oriented word
that
only
thought.
Blacks can be used?
Right. That was my thought.
I said, I recall a lot of, you know, white liberal men using the word lynching. And, you know.
Well, that can't be true.
No. Well, you know, there's a presidential candidate.
That's fake news.
But what about the presidential candidate who's used that word before? What's his name? Do you know his name?
I can't believe that's ever I think you're making that up.
Well, you know what? Let's let the listening audience decide.
I got a clip here from Joe Biden. You want me to play that?
Oh, go ahead, play it.
All right, let's see what Joe Biden has to say. He's probably going to denounce lynching is what he's going
to
say.
No lynching.
Yep. Whites can't say that.
Even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was...
That's different. He was probably talking about Obama, right?
Yep, but...
When he said the president,
I think that was Bill Clinton he was talking about. Right?
Oh,
was it Bill Clinton? It wasn't Obama.
So he used lynching in talking about an impeachment hearing,
and he said political lynching.
Oh, but yeah. But I mean that's one guy. It's not like anybody else did it.
The trap that I talked about earlier, which is simply inaccurate. It is wrong. It is a verbal political lynching on the floor of the Senate.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was John Kerry.
The lurch.
So John Kerry and Joe Biden said that the impeachment of Clinton was a political lynching. And then Trump says it's a political lynching and he's a racist because lynching means black people except for when Democrats say it.
But why is it that we always have? I mean, are there only certain words that only black people can use or Charles?
You found some interesting things.
I found
there,
some
didn't
very
you?
Interesting things that. I looked up on the it's a website called Very Smart Brothers, theroot.com, and it listed 20 words and phrases that white people just ain't allowed to say.
Okay, give
you
me a couple of them.
All right, what about bodega?
Bodega, I can see how they would use. Okay, but that's kind of. Give me something else.
Hood.
Well, how can the Klan members put on their hoods if they can't say hood?
There you go. What about? Oh, here's one of my favorite. Ghetto.
Well, you know, I just came back from Eastern Europe, and I got to school the people and let them know what ghetto was originally. The word was literally first used in the Jewish ghettos.
Nope.
Had nothing to do with black people, but go on.
Yeah. This is the one you talked about earlier. What's good?
I mean, what if I want to know what's good? I just want to know what's good. I can't ask?
No. You can't even say ninja.
Wait a minute. That's not on the list. You're making
this is,
that up.
Ninja is on the list. I'll show you if you want. We'll post this to
right,
the Facebook,
because,
Black and White Facebook
ninja.
Page.
Give me another one.
What about homie?
I see homie. That's racist. What else?
Cousin.
I can't say homie.
You can't even say cousin. So if you have cousins, you got to call them something else.
I got to say, I was talking to my mother's sister's son. It takes too long.
Well, this article says it just sounds wrong coming from a white person's mouth. Plus, we know how they generally feel about cousin culture.
All right, I'm about to say, about to lose my card. What is a cousin culture?
I digress.
exactly. What else you got?
How about soul food?
Now they're losing me. What if somebody wants to eat it?
All right.
How do you order it?
Here's one for you.
I'm sorry? What? I don't understand. How'd you learn how to say that?
Dude, I'm from the hood. But I'm from the hood.
All right.
Just say, all right, man. All righty is even better for you.
All righty, then.
Oh, here's the one you also talked about. Yams.
Yams. You mean the food?
Well, but see, because black people call it sweet potatoes. White people call them yams. That's
so
what I always thought.
Why can't they say yams? They should not be allowed to say sweet potatoes.
I always thought they called them yams,
so
and we called
them sweet potatoes. Well, you know what? What I'm getting from this is... I can solve all this. Why white people? Oh, you got one more? Go ahead.
I got two more in real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Black Twitter. And moist.
You're making the last one up. There's no one else on there.
I'm not. It is definitely on here.
People, and I got a solution for all this. White people should just not be allowed to speak.
But I think that's the point.
Speaking, just don't talk.
I think that's the point. And I think one of the things I like about President Trump is he's just not afraid. He's the biggest and most epic troller I've ever seen. A lot of people think he has a lot of people that troll him, but Trump trolls the media almost every single day with stuff like this, with saying words like lynching. Mm-hmm. Is it or is it not a political lynching what's happening to President Trump?
Well, it's worse than that, because what people are saying is that I hate when they do this. They equate negative things to black people that has nothing to do with black people, and then black people do it themselves. So you go around saying you can't say that, you can't say milk because milk is white. Well, nobody said it was white but you. It's like a constant cycle of victim mentality. And again, and in the segment schooling people, what they need to know is more vigilante justice than a racial thing, even though when it was black people, it was 100% racist. But, you know, a third of the people in America who were lynched were white. Yep. So maybe some of the white people, like the blackest people, can...
Hey, Oreos. And you know what? It's a political lynching what's happening to the president of the United States today.
Well, stick with us on Facebook Live or switch to us on AM 560 Live on the radio. Back with Black and Right with Charles and John in just a moment.
Now, more of Black and Right on AM 560. Here are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. If you haven't been with us, if you're listening to us live on the radio, we were live on Facebook. You can catch the whole stream. We've been talking all kinds of things and... talking about the Trump impeachment inquiry, and that was a kangaroo court, like that song.
Yams.
And it looks like somebody wants to talk to us. Mike from Yorkville has something to say about teaching kids history. Mike?
Charles, thanks for having me on today. I was listening to your story about the young lady that you said she was not taught or she did not learn about communism. Right there is a prime example of why we need to make sure we encourage our children, especially in conservative families, and to teach our children properly to grow up to be the next doctors, lawyers, teachers, professors, researchers, all of that.
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
If we don't, oh no, that's okay. If we don't, we're not teaching history.
Right, but
we're
the
not
bigger
teaching
thing
the
is
things that,
that
were wrong, and we can repeat them.
We need to teach the key part there, though, Mike. You're right, but it means that we need to teach people in addition to the schools. What people have gotten themselves into now is the schools. Parents used to be involved, but now it's the babysitter, the food giver, the social worker, and the teacher. So they just send the kid to school and like. They're going to do everything, and I don't have to do anything. I don't care if your school is a successful school. You need to be involved, and you need to be supplementing, and you need to be teaching beyond that, and that's the problem.
And two-parent households.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thanks, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We appreciate your call, and you are totally right. He was going back to last week with my tree. I was like, I didn't say anything about that today.
I was like, I didn't hear anything about it.
But I did say those things. And it was a good segue, though. I didn't know what he was going to say in relative to teaching. But it's important because I sent John a link we want to talk about in the Free Beacon. They had an article that's really sad saying that the majority of Americans want to rewrite the First Amendment. Now, they said that 51% of them want to squash hate speech, but like 60% of millennials want to rewrite the First Amendment. And that's terrible. That means they don't understand freedom. They don't understand the Constitution. And that is, you know, a generational thing, and we're going in the wrong direction. And we need to find a way to change that.
Where are all these polls coming from? Who's doing all these polls? Who are they polling?
That's right.
It's ridiculous. It's like every day there's a poll. Hey Charles, you shouldn't drink that coffee. No. Hey Charles, you should drink more coffee. Oh, right. Hey Charles, you should drink red wine. Hey Charles, you should drink white wine. According to these people we've polled, are you kidding me? I mean, this millennial generation. I was hoping that the young guy came here today, a good friend of mine, Laura's grandson, because I was going to bring when I saw this, I was going to bring this up to him. But unfortunately, he didn't come because I know how my daughter feels about a lot of this stuff. And my daughter's very headstrong and she's very opinionated. And I mean, she definitely believes in the First Amendment, the whole Constitution. But what are we teaching our kids when it comes to First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment? Because all of these are under assault.
Nothing. That's the problem. We're teaching them nothing. We're sending them to left-wing schools and assuming that the teachers are teaching them all this stuff. So either if you're lucky, your teacher's just not touching, broaching the subject at all. That's you're lucky. They need to learn it. But at least they're not doing the alternative, which is the teachers that's, you know, just pointing lasers at Trump's face or saying Republicans are evil and hate black people or teaching that socialism and communism is great. They're teaching that kind of thing. So we really, if you're a parent, you need to get in there and you need to be involved. And it looks like this is taking a turn, and a lot of our conversation is going to be about what's happening. But, you know, this is what we always talk about, what the left is doing to hurt things and how we need to fight again, and we're fighting an uphill battle. So coming up, we will continue to talk about that, go into other areas where positive things are being hurt by the negatives of the left. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.